Kohani ain ben chat taner minon between not between one and the other. The kuli kuli makat. Bereisha taner ain ben tishabav kal miyom kippurim. I just want to say what Yom Kippur is more lenient than Yom Kippur. Look at chila. Elo shezeh tzveiko osu vezeh tzveiko muter. And by taner ain tishabav kal mitayne sibur. Where is tishabav more lenient than a tayne sibur? El linya malocha. Aber the chumre the chumre tishabav mitayne sibur layari hachi. The tzedik bnei zev zeshovin. Because these brights are not saying that all the dinim of Tisha B'Av is doing with the Tainus Sibur. It's just saying the coolest you have by one, this is the only cooler Tisha B'Av has over Yom Kippur. And this is the only cooler that Tisha B'Av has over Tainus Sibur. A Tainus Sibur is Asa B'Mlocha, and Tisha B'Av is Mutter B'Mlocha. But it could be Tisha B'Av is more common than Tainus Sibur. A regular Tainus Sibur is saying, you are allowed to wash your hands. Just Kol Gufa is awesome. Mashenka and Tishra was saying now Tishra the same malach like Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash any part of your body, you can't wash on Tishra. By the Bechol Malkam Talmachachim. Any place that a Talmachachim doesn't do malachim. And his Rav Shimon Gamliel says, even though a person that does do malacha, if he wants to act like a Talmachachim Tishra and not do malach, he has a right to. Lemaim, you're telling me, Rav Shimon Gamliel Sabar, Loicha Shinul Yura. We're not afraid somebody's going to look like a Bagaivnik, a big shot, which you're not supposed to do it. But here it's mutter. Rabbanon say no. Chai shinan liyura. Rabbanon say only a talmud chachim. A person doesn't do malacha the whole time shouldn't do malacha on Yom Kippur. But a person that does do malacha, he should not act like a bikshav on Yom Kippur on Yom Tishvav, but rather do malacha. For the marva ibcha shaminan lu, we learned in bracha is just the opposite. The tanan chosan. When a chosan gets married, the night of his chasna. Emiyat zelikras kriya shema laila rishon kira. If he wants to say kriya shema the first night, he has a right to. Reb Shimon Gamliel Loimer, no. Loi kol aroit zelit las Hashem itom. If you stam want to say Krishma the first night, you're not allowed to. Since the din is a chosn is put to say Krishma, the zman is zet nalogei this halacha. So nalogei the zman agmarum. When then you used to have a lot of kavana, so the night of the chasni can't have a lot of kavana, you shouldn't say Krishma. But the zman is zet bechlav, we don't have that much kavana, so forget, you're a bitch that if you don't say Krishma. So the zman is zet, we do say Krishma the night of the chasna. Vakopon zman amishnam yikiradin yipoter. So the Rabbanan say, if you want, you could. The Shimon Gamliel says, no. If you want to, still you can't. So here you see a machlekes to him. As Tira. Here Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, if you want, you could be machmir. And there he says, if you want to be machmir, you can't be machmir. You're right, it's a good Tira. And you have to change around the shittas to make a Shimon Gamliel shim with a Shimon Gamliel. You have to change around the shittas. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel in both cases say, you could. There's no in your Mexic Urim. And the Rabbanan in both places says, you should not, because it looks like a big shot. You do not have to change around the shittis. The rabbanon are the rabbanon lekashi. There's no steer with the rabbanons. Hocha now mishni el here by tishimov kivun lekula yalma avdim locha. So whole year you do malacha. Via you lo yavid and now punkt on tishimov you're not doing malacha. Mechzekura. That's making yourself look like a big shot. You shouldn't do it. Avol hasan by krishma kivun lekula yalma kari. Monashet. So whole year around you do say krishma. Vionami Kari, and he also wants to say Kriya Shema now on his night of the Chasna. Lenechtik Yuri, doesn't look like such a big shot. You're not doing anything special. It's the thing you do every single day. You do Melacham. As Mishloim by Tisha B'Av, the whole year round you do Melacham. Today, not to do Melacham, that's a bigger Maisa showing you a big shot. It's a special Maisa, you're doing something different than you do a whole year. That's Usr. That's a bigger Maisa, Ba'gaivinit. Mashenkin, the fact you say Kriya Shema the whole year, and now in the night of the chasna, you also want to say Krishma, that's not such a bagayim, because you're not doing something you don't do. That's the normal thing you do. Even though tonight is a swear not to do it, if you hold, you could have kavanah with mutter. And Rav Shimon Gamliel also like Hashem. Hosa mudivin in kavanah, by Krishma, you have to have kavanah. V'yanan sadid lemotzi chav nidaiti. V'yanan sadid, the night of the chasna, you're torrid, you're thinking about things, thinking about the biyam, you can't have kavanah to be mechav of Krishma. Therefore, mechzik yura. If you do say, you're mechzik a bagayvnik, like a big shot, you know how to say it. Avod hoch, here by Tisha B'Av, le mechzik yura. The fact you stop doing work on Tisha B'Av doesn't make you look like a big shot. Amri, people will say, melochu de leslay. You know why he's not doing melochu today? He was laid off. He has no work to do. Pukhazi, look outside. Kama batlon yikim shuka. There are a lot of batlon and people don't have what to do. So the fact you're not doing melochu won't make people look at you astonished to think you're a bagayvnik. Therefore, here it's mutter. Mashenka to say Krishma but mocking me you can't have kavanah, that's a bagayvnik. Therefore there he said it's us to do. Alright, we'll stop here.
Not nun hey by the Mishnah. The Chomim Maimrim, the Chomim say, the Yehuda ha yoisin malacha biarve psochim. In Yehuda, they used to do malacha on Erev Pesach, ad chatzois. Hey, that was the din. And in Yehuda, you're allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Up until chatzois, but after chatzois, it's also. Well, the Golol, though in Golol, the other part of Eretz Yisrael, leha yoisin kolikur. There they didn't do malacha at all on Erev Pesach. They held it was also to do malacha. Halayla, what about the night? Hey, the night coming in to Erev Pesach. The Leil of Oral Arbos, like Rashi says. What's the halacha? Is Beishamai Oisrim. Beishamai says it's also to do malacha. He's not only in the daytime Erev Pesach, and even by night also, it's also to do malacha by night. Or Beisilo Matirim. Beisilo holds no, at night time for sure, you're allowed to do malacha. Ad HaNeitzachama, until Neitzachama. That's Bechal, the minig doesn't start until it comes the morning, Neitzachama. That's when the shalom, the minig, should start not to do malacha. But before Neitzachama, for sure, it's mutter to do malacha. The Gemara says like this now. Mikora tona minhoga. At the beginning, before we learned the minig, the Mishnah before said that there's a minig not to do malacha erev Pesach, and certain places have the minig, you're allowed to do malacha. It's totally in the minig. Masha mikora din, you're allowed to do malacha. The only shalom is what the minig is. And ulipsoif toni sura. Now in our Mishnah, it's masha mit mikora din, it's osur. Rashi says, mikora tona minhoga. The first Mishnah was totally what the minig is. If it's a minig to do a malacha or a minig not to do a malacha. Well, if Saif Tony Yisuru, if Tony, they shamai oisrim. The mashma b'chom okim. They shamai said it's also to do a malacha in Erev Pesach. Mashma t'nissa b'chom okim. Is it only a minig not to do a malacha or is it a nissa? Omer Rabbi Yechon Lakash. Rabbi Yechon says there's no stira here. Tell Yehor Rabbi Meir, Yehor Rabbi Yudah. Sakya machoikis. Between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. It's like a machlekes. What's the halacha between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? The Tanya will learn like this. Omer Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, Be Yehuda hoi oisin malacha. Reb Yehuda holds mashmit mikir adin. The mikir adin, Yehuda was mekabel that you're allowed to do malacha. Be arve psochim, on Erev Pesach. Ad chatzois, up until chatzois, mikir adin it's mutter. Over Galil, and the Galil though, ain't a moisten kolikir. Reb Yehuda holds the Galil held that mamash it's also to do malacha on Erev Pesach, kol ikur. It's not a minig, but mamash it's mikir adin. And omolay Reb Meir, so Reb Meir said back to Yehuda, ma raya Yehuda, the Galil lekan. What does it have to do with Yehuda the Galil lekan? Like it's not, Reb Meir holds it's not totally in din, if it's mutter osir. Avad mikir adin, Rabbon never made a din, not to do malacha on Erev Pesach. Elomokim sheno golasais malach oisin. It's totally what the minig of the mokim is. If you're in such a place that the noig, the minig is the custom there is, lasa is malacha, to do malacha on Erev Pesach is a loch oisin, you're allowed to do malacha. And mokim shenogu shloi lasa is, if the minig of this mokim is not to do malacha, and achnami den take noisin. That's what Reb Meir answers back. So Gemara makes his diik. Mi dekoma Reb Meir minhogon, since Reb Meir says it's totally in the minig, is mechlaf miritzarayid Reb Yehudi surakoma. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Mikir Adin, that Yehuda hold it was Osir, and Galil hold it was Mutter. That's Mikir Adin. Yeah, that in Yehuda they did Malach, and Galil they didn't do Malach. So I guess you see, it's a Machlokes of Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, if this Halacha not to do Malach is Mikir Adin, the Rabbanan made a Gzeira, made a Din you shouldn't do, or it's only told in the Minig. And a minig is not gemina, if it's only minhogim, you could be matir, like a minig is like a neder. You could be matir than a minig if you want to. Vashenkim is mikir adin, the rabbonin said it's us, you can't do anything about it, it's an isser. So Rashi says, Maraya Yehuda begol lakan. Av ko mokim shinogu heter heter nogu, isser. It's not only din and Yehuda and gol, it's totally any place. That's totally minhogim. Whatever the custom of that mokim is, you have to do. So mechal der Yehudi surakomar. The Bnei Yehuda matirin. The Bnei Yehuda held Rabbanan never made a gzera not to do malach in Erev Pesach. Aber Bnei Galil oisrin. But the people in Galil, they talk el mikir adin with Rabbanan, it's also to do malach. Di minhoga come if they only say it's a minig. My peluk de Rav Meir. What's the machlokes Rav Meir? Who Rav Yehuda nami hochi have a yomer beglil. Who you noigin by yista shechmir al atzman. Rav Yehuda noigin by heter. So what's the machlokes if not for this punkt? That Rav Yehuda holds it's totally in din, and Reb Meir holds no. It's totally what the minig is. So the Gemara, the Sovar Reb Yehuda, Arab also muta b'siyas malachi. Is it true that Reb Yehuda holds that on Erev Pesach you're allowed to do malacha? At least there's a place that held this muta, like in Yehuda, they held it was muta to do malacha. For a Tanya, Reb Yehuda has said like this. ha-menachesh b'shloish osar. If somebody is menachesh, means uproots, he has something growing, let's say like wheat growing, and you're menachesh, you uproot it. Rashi, a menachesh mibein tfuas dogen. You're planting wheat, and you want to like uproot the wheat and then plant it someplace else. So you're picking it up now. Is ha-menachesh b'shloish osar. V'nekra b'yodoy. And you picked it up in your hand. Is alocha shoishlo b'mokim hatit. You should right fast plant it in a mokim hatit where it's a little bit wet. V'yein shoishlo b'mokim hagarid. But don't plant it in a dry place. Why not? So you're supposed to, what the shaila here is, mishum chodesh. That the locha is, if something is growing and nishrash before the second day of Pesach, then we say the Omer is matarit, and there's no Issa Chodesh upon it. Mashenkin, if it's not nishrash, if it's not planted in time, that when it comes the second day of Pesach, tes zayin benisin, it's not rooted, it doesn't have roots there, so then we say it's called Chodesh, and you're not allowed to eat it until the next year. So here you uprooted this wheat a few days before Pesach. So telling you an Eitzer is fast, go and plant it with Mokam Atit. Mokam Atit, Rashi says, you want it to fast to get Shroshim to start growing fast before the Omer. Because the Omer is matir, anything that's rooted in the ground. Anything that first starts getting its root, you planted it even a day or two before Pesach, but it didn't start catching roots yet in the ground, is alocha asurim mishum chodesh, atriyav oimer habo, until it comes the next year Pesach. Hey, in Eretz Yisrael, that's the alocha. Any wheat that's planted before Pesach, if it's nishrash, if it's rooted and it has roots in the growing already, then when it comes the second day Pesach, that's mati, from then on you're allowed to eat the wheat. But wheat that's first planted after that, or even if you planted the day before, but it didn't get roots yet, then the locher is, the oimer is not matarit, and you're not allowed to eat it until the next year. So here the eighth was, if you pulled it out on the 13th day, so it's saying fast, plant it fast, where? In a wet place. Rashi says in a wet place, because then it starts to get roots very fast. But don't plant it in Mokam HaGerir. Rashi says, Yovish, in a dried out place, Sheinem Amar Liklet. Because it's of a dried out place, then it doesn't get niklat so fast, doesn't get roots there, it doesn't grow so fast. So then you're afraid that oimer won't be matarit. So the diik is, b'shloisha osarin, mashmon, we're talking about the 13th day of Nisan. That's when it's mutter to do this malacha of uprooting it and then planting it again. Of a barbo, so like, but on Erev Pesach, arbo, so mashmon, then it's osar. On Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to do the malacha of uprooting and planting again. It says, michti, let's see. Shamini le Rabbi Yehuda, we know Rabbi Yehuda, she there is. The Omar, kol har kovo, she'eno koletes l'shloisha yomim, shuv eino koletes. Anything you plant to grow, that within 3 days, then it starts to get roots. If it doesn't get roots by then, it'll never get roots. So sir, as long as it's planted 3 days before the second day of Pesach, it should be good. Now, these sakotat, if you're going to tell me now, that arba os is mutter basis melacha, that on Erev Pesach also, you're allowed to do melacha, lo molish loish also, why do you dafka have to plant it? On the 13th day of Nisan, for ye karabaser, if you hold, all it has to be is planted for 3 days. Something that's in the ground for 3 days, after 3 days, right away it starts to get shroshim, starts to have roots. So it would have been enough to plant it on the 14th day, on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach would have what? Ikar Beser. You would have the 14th day. Vicha Meser, you'd have the next day, the first day of Pesach. Umiksa Shisaser. And you have a little bit of the 16th day. So that's 3 days. So it's enough that these plants, these wheat, is in the ground for 3 days before the Omer. Then it's called, it has roots in the ground, and it would be mutter. So why do you B'davka have to plant it on Yud Gimel, the 13th day? Why isn't it enough to plant it on the 14th day? That's the kasha. If you're going to tell me Rabbi Yehuda holds, there's a mokum that you're allowed to plant on the 14th day. So here we want to bring a raya, Rabbi Yehuda Shitter is, you're not allowed to do malach any place. On Erev Pesach, the din is, you're not allowed to do malach on Erev Pesach. So here that's a raya. Because if you say you are allowed to do malach, why can't you wait till Erev Pesach and plant it then? Like Rashi says, Menachesh bar bo saloi. But if you plant it on the 14th day, it's no good. On my time, menachesh loy shoser. Why on the 13th day? For loy katani arbo, since not enough to do this on the 14th day. You could uproot it. then plant it again, and it'll have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. If you want to tell me if you planted the 14th, it won't start having roots. That's brought on the 16th day. That's not true. We hear from Rabbi Yehuda, the Parakam with Rosh Hashanah, that all you need is just 3 days. Now, we are boss of Mutim Lachif on Erev Pesach, the 14th. You are allowed to do Malacha. Ninkot Arbeisa. Pick it off and plant it again on the 14th day. So Ika mixes Arbeisa. You have a little bit of the 14th day. V'chameisa Kule in the whole 15th day. Or mixa Shusin, a little bit of the 16th day. Ad Shasak Revosoi. Until this man, when you bring it. So if you tell me now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to do Malach on Erev Pesach, why do you have to davka plant it on the 13th day? It should have been enough to plant it on the 14th day. That's the Gemara's Kasha. So Gemara gives a few terutzim. Omar Rava, one teretz says, Beglil Shonu. Here we're talking about in Glil, it's no Kasha. Rabbi Yehuda is also asking, it's an Achlekes in the Mishnah, between Mokim Yehuda and Mokim Glil. In the Glil, they held it was Osir. So, Rabbi Yehuda is talking about in Galil. Rabbi Yehuda himself could hold that in Yehuda it's mutter to do it. Just in the Mokum, in Galil, he's also asking it's usher. So in Galil, you can't plant on the 14th day. You would have to plant on the 13th day. Drek Yomara, I weiko leila, I have the night. Even if you want to tell me in Galil that you're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach itself, but the Mishnah says, according to Beis Hillel, at night time, the oral arbos, you are allowed to do malacha. So why can't you plant at the night time? Omer Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes says to Beis Shammai. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Beis Shammai, that the night of Erev Pesach is also to do malacha in Galil. Rav Ashi says no. Liolam ke Beis Hillel, a table going according to Beis Hillel Shita, that Avad at night time you are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach. So the question is then, why do you have to plant these wheats on the 13th day? Why can't you wait till that night, the night coming into the 14th day, and plant it then? You still have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Have the Gemara lefi shein darkon shubin yodim lenachish b'laylam. Pasha the mitzvahs. People don't go out in the fields and uproot and plant on at night time. So that's why it's not lemaisa to do it at night time. If you want to, you could do it at night time. But usually people don't go and plant at night time. Therefore, it says, when should you plant? The 13th day. But on the 14th day in Galil is takosa. Revinu amal yodim b'Yehuda. No, I tell you what I'm talking about in Yehuda. Even though Yehuda holds, in the Mokim Yehuda, you're allowed to do Malach on Erev Pesach. So the question is then, why can't you plant these seeds, plant these wheats now, on the 14th day? You'll have the 14th, 15th, and 16th. Uvashrosha, yeah, the Teretz says, Uvashrosha, Chad mixes hayam kukul amrinan. A betray mix hayam kukul alay amrinan. That's what you say, we have to have 3 days that has to be in the ground, then something starts getting roots. Now, how long is 3 days? So, Pasha 3 days means mamish 3 24-hour periods. That would say no. On the 16th day, the yomer is mat in the middle of the day. You can start eating it even in the middle of the day. So, you see, you don't need the complete 16th day. It's enough miksa sayom. Half of a day is considered like the whole day. But you only say that out of one of the 3 days and not for two of the 3 days. If you're going to tell me you first planted on the 14th day, so you're not going to plant it again right away by Shkam in the morning. People also don't do that right away. When do they start planting? A little bit in the afternoon or in the morning they start, later on in the day they start planting. So if the first plant in the middle of the day or 14th, even in the morning, you don't have the complete 24 hours of the 14th. So you only have a mix of the 14th day. Sure, you have the whole 15th day, but the 16th, they bring the urn in the middle of the day. So again, you only have half of a day. So 2 half of a days, we don't say. You need at least 2 complete days. Only the 3rd day, you can say half of a day is good. So therefore, we need a complete 14th, a complete 15th, and a mixus of the 16th. So how do you have a complete 14th? And you have to do it on Yud Gimel. That's why you have to do a 13th, not because you're not allowed to do Malach and Erev Pesach. You're allowed to do Malach and Erev Pesach. But if you wait till Erev Pesach, it won't have enough Hashrashim. You won't have two complete days. You'll only have 1 complete and 2 halves. That's not enough. You need at least 2 complete days. So the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Weimer, Kol Malacha Shehischo Bo Koydim La Boser. Any Malacha type of a work, like you are starting to make a suit. If you started to make it before Erev Pesach, is Alacha Goymro Bar Boser. Then you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. But you're not allowed to start any malacha at the beginning on Erev Pesach. You first want to start making a sweater now, you shouldn't start making a sweater on Erev Pesach. Even if it's a small sweater that you could finish your tray on Erev Pesach, still you shouldn't do it. So this Mishnah is saying that we're matter to do malach on Erev Pesach, it's only to finish off something that you started already. In other words, finishing is not considered such a malacha, such a big work. But to start, you're not allowed to start on Erev Pesach. So it's a machlokes, we're showing them exactly what this Mishnah means. Does the Mishnah means the makam that it's mutter to do malacha, even in a makam that you are allowed to do malacha, what malacha are you allowed to do Erev Pesach? You're only allowed to finish a malacha. But to start a malacha, you're not allowed to. And some of our Shem learn, no, our Mishnah is going for a carrot. There's a makam not to do malacha. But what type of a malacha are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to start the new malacha. But if you started to make the sweater before Erev Pesach, and now it comes Erev Pesach, just to finish something, that's not called the chashiv of malacha. Just to finish, that's mutter. There are three type of workmen that are allowed to do their work on Erev Pesach. Ad chatzois and tul chatzois, because the rabbin people need them. V'eluhein, these are the three people. Poshim means any place, even if it's a minig, not to do malachim, but these three people are allowed to do malachim. Ha-chaitin, the weavers, his poshim people need their suits made for yomtiv. So comes there of yomtiv, your suit is not finished, you want to give it to a weaver, to a tailor, to finish your suits. So the other rabbonim didn't make an exeirim. Havada, the achitim, the weavers, are allowed to work on Erev Pesach and tul chatzois. The asaporim, and people give haircuts. People have to take a haircut Erev Yomtiv. You're supposed to take a haircut Erev Yomtiv. So therefore the haircut, the barber is allowed to be open on Erev Pesach up until Chatzos. V'ya Kofsim, the people that wash for you, the laundry, that you want to give your clothing in to be clean for Yomtiv, so everybody needs them, so they're allowed to work up until Chatzos. Even in the Mokum, the meaning is not to do Melacha, these three are allowed to do Melacha. Because it's a Sarach HaRabim, and Sarach HaMoyed, also the people that work tanners with leather, their shoes. So Rashi says, Ritzanim means Oshchaf Nim. That means the people that blacken your shoes. In other words, if you have a shoe that has to be blackened, it's not ready to wear yet, also that's called Sarach HaYomtiv, and people need the shoes to be ready for Yomtiv. So therefore, if you work on shoes to fix them up, you're allowed to work on them Erev Pesach Ad Chatzos, according to everybody. What? That, no, that doesn't say. About shechem, people should have shechted before. Oh, you're right. No, you're right. Oichon nefesh zichem mutter. That's not called a malach. You're right. You're 100% right. Malach is oichon nefesh treat as mutter. Right. Tell me, you're allowed to do on yomtiv. Of course, you do that. Right. So only malach that's also do on yomtiv, you shouldn't do erev pesach. Right. Right. Like cooking also, about you're allowed to cook erev yomtiv also. The same thing. Right. Iboy lihu. That the Mishnah says you're allowed to finish off a sweater, is it only if you need a sweater for Yomtiv? But if you don't need it for Yomtiv, you can't even finish off the sweater. Is that true now, Mishnah? Because the Mishnah Mamash is only saying you could do a malacha that's only finishing it off, and if it's necessary for Yomtiv. Maybe not. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about even if you don't need it for Yomtiv. Since you're only finishing it off, that's mutter. Avul tzarech, but let's say you want something now that you need for yomtiv. Your mamish needs a sweater for yomtiv. Aschulim aslinim, maybe even let us start it also. About you doing it for yomtiv, maybe that's mutter. I do. My third side is no. Bein tzarech hamoyed, bein shlo tzarech. Whether you need it for yomtiv, whether you don't need it for yomtiv. Locher is mig marin aschuliloi. You're allowed to start, but you can't finish. Because our mishnah is talking about any case. Whether you need the sweater for yomtiv or not, the halacha is you're only allowed to start doing it for yomtiv, but you can't finish it off. You can only forget. I mean, you're not allowed to start. You're only allowed to finish it off. Toshima, come and bring your raya. The Mishnah says, "Avol lo yaskil betchila biyabr." There's not the Mishnah. The Brayson, "Avol lo yaskil." You're not allowed to start doing malacha betchila biyabr also on Erev Pesach. Afilo tzilzul katan. Afilo a small belt. Something small that you could finish it. Still, you can't start doing on Erev Pesach. And afilu shavcha katana, even a small shavcha, Rosh Hashanah tassel l'rosh. That's what the ladies used to wear to put over their hair. They used to wear like a kerchief over their hair, a shavcha. You can't make that on Erev Pesach either. Now, my afilu, what does it mean, even these things?
Even these things, this belt and this kerchief over the head, you can't start to make an Erev Pesach. Lav doesn't mean to tell us that afilu hani l'sarach hamoyed, even this belt and this kerchief that you need for Yom Tov still, migmarin, you're only allowed to finish it if you started before Yom Tov. But you're not allowed to start. Start, you're not allowed to. So l'chura mechla l'tzaraya, tishler l'tzarech. But if you're not doing the Tzarech HaYomtif, I'll tell you then, Migmar Nami Lo Gamrinam. Maybe you're not allowed to even finish it off, maybe. Like the first part of the Gemara, Luchumra, that you only have this Kula if you need it for Yomtif. Something you need for Yomtif, then we say you're allowed to finish off the Mloch on Erev Pesach. But if you don't need it for Yomtif, you can't even finish it off. So that's the Raya from this Braisa. So Mara says, Loi, maybe from this Braisa you wouldn't have such a Raya. I tell you, Yoylam, we're talking about now, Tishaloy Litzarech. We're talking about now, even if you don't need it for Yom Tov, I'll tell you, Migma Nami Gamrinin. No. I tell you, as long as you're only finishing off a Malacha, it's something you started from before Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish it off on Erev Pesach. Or my Yafilu. So the question is, what's the Yafilu, even these things, like anything that you're only finishing off, you're allowed to finish off on Erev Pesach. So Mar says, Afilu Hani Nami, Tezutrininu. These things are very small. You're making a small belt, or you're making a small kerchief. The Salkadaitachaminach, I would think, has Chalosan Zui Gemar Malachtam. Even starting it is also only a very small malacha. It's just like you're finishing it off. So I would think, just like you're allowed to finish it off, maybe these things you're allowed to start also. Is Lechatchila Kamash Mulon. That's the Chiddush of this Braisa. That even these things that are very small and easy to do, still we say the halacha is, when you're allowed to do it, only if you started to do it before Erev Pesach. But if you didn't start before, you first want to start now on Erev Pesach, it's tak osur, even though it's a small malacha. But really, we could be talking about you don't need it for Yom Tov. In other words, you don't only have to have something that's Tzarech Yom Tov. Even if it's not the Tzarech Yom Tov, still it's mutter. Providing what? There's one tonight that you have to start it before Yom Tov. As long as you're Erev Pesach, as long as you're only finishing something on Erev Pesach, finishing a thing is not called such a big work. But to start work and finish it, that's awesome. Even though it's a small work, still you shouldn't start it. That's the Chiddush's Braisa. But we don't have a riot to our Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah's talking about even though it's not Litzarech HaYontav. Maybe still it's Mutter. Toshima, come now, bring another riot. Rabbi Meir Weimer, Kol Malacha Shil Litzarech HaMoyed. Any type of a work that you want to do now that's for the purpose to be used on Pesach is Goimro Bar Basar. You're allowed to finish that work you have to do on Erev Pesach. You're allowed to